Well, good morning, TNC family, on this third Sunday in February, where today here we begin a six-part series where each week I want to simply share a single verse from the scriptures, a verse to dwell on, memorize, and let soak in to our hearts and our minds in a way that can help us experience the presence of God in the universe and the goodness of God in our lives. And here's today's text from Psalm 118 and verse 24. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And if you went on to the next verse, you would find the prayer, O Lord, let us see your salvation today. Grant us your success today. Cause us to prosper today. It's letting us in on what we should rejoice and be glad in. All of which is to say, today can be a great day for you, a deeply rewarding day. I don't mean a perfect day, because that's not something we can orchestrate or control. And I don't mean an easy day or a vacation day or a miraculous day where all my weaknesses become strengths and all my sicknesses get healed. I don't mean that kind of rewarding day. And yet, it can be a day of great reward and great rejoicing. We've just got to consider, what would it take for today to be deeply rewarding? Because the rewards are endless. C.S. Lewis, the great 20th century British writer, theologian, and thinker, writes about this in his book, The Weight of Glory. Quote, if we consider the staggering number of rewards in the gospel and the unblushing nature of them, it seems that God doesn't consider our desires too strong, but too weak. We are half-hearted creatures, fooling about with drink and sex and ambition when infinite joy is offered us. We're like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea. We are far too easily pleased. Which I believe is an accurate indictment of our culture, which looks for rewards in so many of the wrong places, shallow places. When the offer is for a day of deeper rejoicing and gladness, a day of divine possibilities and rewards, free of yesterday's inadequacies, griefs, failures, frustrations. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So I ask you again, TNC, what would it take for today to be a day that's deeply rewarding for you? Because now I want to share with you from the scriptures three suggestions. First, number one, if you want your life to be deeply rewarding today, practice inverse charisma. Inverse charisma, a term coined by American scientist Adam Grant, the best-selling author and professor at the Wharton School of Business. Inverse charisma, best explained by the famous story of Winston Churchill's mother, Jeanette Spencer Churchill, who dined with both Prime Minister Benjamin Disraeli and his rival William Gladstone on consecutive nights back-to-back, and who replied when asked about her impressions of the two different men, quote, when I left the dining room after sitting next to Gladstone, I thought that he was the cleverest man in all of England. But when I sat next to Disraeli, I left feeling like I was the cleverest woman in all of England. Gladstone impressed with his own charisma and magnetism, but Disraeli had mastered the art of making other people feel interesting, important, and valuable. Disraeli had inverse charisma, and TNC, if you have to pick the better reward today, to be impressive or to make someone else feel like they are compelling, magnetic, and impressive, then choose the latter, because you'll get the former thrown in. Because when you make other people feel awesome, they're gonna think you're awesome too. So you'll get the reward anyway. It'll just be that you've created twice the blessing. And it's actually not that hard, because turns out it's easier to be someone who makes other people feel interesting than it is to be interesting oneself. reminds me of that study that was done where researchers asked people to fly to their headquarters to be part of a research project. And so a guy or a girl, a man or woman, has to take a flight in a plane where somebody sits next to them. The person sitting next to them, unbeknownst to them, is part of the research team. And the team member's task on the plane is to keep the person talking for the entirety of the flight, to simply be deeply interested in their life and ideas, but not disclose anything, any information about themselves, only show interest and care and invest in that person. And then, when the person comes off the plane, others from the research team would meet them and ask, "Thanks for coming, how was your flight? Tell me about the food and the turbulence and this and that. Oh, tell me about the person you sat next to." And the person would say, "Oh, it was really lovely. I had a great conversation. The guy sitting next to me was so interesting, so engaging." "Oh, okay. Can you tell me his name?" No, actually, I can't." "Okay, can you tell us where that person was from or what they do or anything like that?" And they realized, "No, I can't. But I can tell you this, they are wonderful and they made me feel interesting and valuable." Which should help us see, TNC, that it's not necessarily always your job to be the interesting one. And interactions don't have to be like a game of tennis where you're waiting for the other person to hit the ball so that you get your chance to hit the ball, so that they get their chance to hit the ball, and on and on. But instead, it's about inverse charisma, trying to tee them up for their best shot. And as you do that, then just hide and watch, because they're going to start seeing you as wonderful and awesome, and your connection with them, generally speaking, will skyrocket, and your reputation, generally speaking, will skyrocket, and you'll begin to experience the rewards of feeling deeply connected in your life, of feeling like you're someone's favorite person, inverse charisma, an idea really that Jesus is getting at in Matthew chapter 19 and 20 when he's saying things like, "The first shall be last, the last shall be first, and whoever would be great among you must become a servant." And later, "It's more blessed to give than to receive." Inverse charisma. We could all benefit from cultivating a bit more inverse charisma, which would make every conversation more interesting today as we seek to create little explosions of self-confidence and value and connection everywhere we go. This is the day the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in inverse charisma. Which leads to a second way to experience today's rewards. Number two, if you want your life to be rewarding today, come to your senses. A phrase usually meant to say, "Hey, I was off course, I was distracted, I was deceived, but then I came to my senses." But that's not what I mean here. I mean, come to your five senses, which is what Gretchen Rubin writes about in her latest book called Life in Five Senses, How Exploring the Senses Got Me Out of My Head and Into the World. Rubin is the Yale Law graduate, the best-selling author of The Happiness Project and Better Than Before. And in her book, she writes about how our sensory organs, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and skin, are connected to the brain through nerves that transmit electrochemical messages, and how everything that you experience on any given day will take place in this loop. And therefore, most importantly, the only way to experience anything wonderful on this day or any day is to come to your senses. Which is the exact point that Maya Angelou made the day she famously said, "This, oh my, this is a wonderful day. I've never seen this one before." And what Ferris Bueller meant by his advice, "Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around, you might miss it." And what the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, chapter 5, verse 4, "Wake up, O sleeper. Rise from the dead, for the light of Christ shines on you." And what Garrison Keillor was getting at in the story he told called A Day in the Life of Clarence Bunsen, one of my favorite Lake Wobegon stories from a Prairie Home Companion, about an older man who realizes the years have slipped away and his life has missed something. Keillor writes, quote, "Clarence went to see Father Emile at Our Lady of Perpetual Responsibility Church for some advice. Normally, Clarence went to the Lutheran church, but he wanted a second opinion. But when that didn't help, he walked home past his old school, climbed the hill overlooking Lake Wobegon, where he and his friends played as kids years ago. And as he was reflecting on his life, Clarence heard some kids coming up on the path, and for some strange reason, he ran ahead of them and climbed an old tree he remembered climbing from childhood. Can you see Clarence up in the tree? Keeler goes on, after a few minutes, the kids stopped right under that tree. They knew he was around somewhere, but they didn't think to look up, and Clarence knew that if he dropped down on them or even yelled, "Ha!" that they would jump out of their shoes, but he just watched them for a moment, so full of excitement and life, and he thought to himself, "I wish I could be like that. I just seem to go through life with my eyes closed and my ears shut. People talk to me, I don't even hear them. Whole days go by, and I can't remember what happened. The woman I've lived with for 36 years, if you asked me to describe her, I'd have to stop and think about it. It's like I've lived half my life waiting for my life to begin, thinking it's somewhere off in the future. And now I'm thinking about death all the time. It's time to live, to wake up and do something." And so he jumped down from the tree and yelled, "Hey!" Oh, those boys exploded out of there, Keeler writes, like birds. And he yelled, "Ha!" again. But then, "Ouch! Ouch!" The boys came back to where he was sitting and asked, "Are you all right, Uncle Clarence?" He replied, "Yes, but go down and tell Mrs. Bunsen to bring the car up to the gravel road. I'll meet her by the mailbox." And he crawled 100 yards over to the road, and she picked him up and didn't ask what happened. "I just seem to go through life with my eyes closed and my ears shut," Clarence thinks. And TNC, our call today, because life can too easily become dull and routine and boring and lonely, our call is to come to our senses. And Reuben writes compellingly about how to live life in 5 senses. She uses these wonderful phrases. She talks about how to collect color during your day, how to bathe in sound, how to educate your nose, how to admire ketchup and vanilla, how to give and receive a loving touch, how to reward your soul daily with the gift of coming to your senses. "This is the day the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it by coming to my senses." First way to experience the rewards of today, inverse charisma. Second way, come to your senses, which leads to a third suggestion, number 3. If you want your life to be rewarding today, treasure your faith. Treasure your faith, which is an idea permeating the entire chapter of Hebrews chapter 11, where the author writes about how folks who live with faith and by faith will actually come to know, verse 6, that God rewards those who earnestly seek him. There's that word, rewards, which doesn't mean you go through your day looking for and finding extrinsic rewards. It's not like, "Well, I had faith, so I got a bigger house and a nicer car and all kinds of other stuff." Rather, we should think of it as intrinsic rewards. You get the joy of never being alone because God is walking with you, and you get the peace of a clean conscience. And you get the energy of knowing that your words and actions have deeply meaningful and eternal consequences. You get the joy of gratitude and of the confidence of knowing that there is one who's defeated death. And this means that we need to begin to think that having faith in God and sharing life with God, it's a real thing. And it's a real possibility today. And it comes with real rewards today. Which is the truth behind so many stories of the scriptures of folks that we're told walk with God. Enoch, Noah, Rachel, Hannah, Miriam, Paul, they all walk with God and they find great daily reward. And of course, the psalmist reminds us of this in that great line from Psalm 23, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." When? Today. This is the day the Lord has made. This is the day that God is walking with me. This is the day that I can treasure that reality, treasure my faith. Because it will most likely not be an easy day. So don't bother looking for that, TNC, but I'll tell you what, this can be as rewarding as any day you've ever lived. And what would it take to make this day a deeply rewarding day for you? Number one, practice inverse charisma. Number two, come to your senses. Number three, treasure your faith. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Will you pray with me? God, I pray now for every person listening, and I pray for their day today. I pray for their responsibilities and their plans. I pray for their concerns and their worries, for their thoughts and their desires. I pray for their families, their places of work. I pray for our city and our country and our world. What would it be if everybody on this entire planet lived with inverse charisma today, came to their senses today, and treasured their faith today? May that be true of us. May we know that this is the day you have made, and so we can be glad and rejoice in it. Now, TNC, I pray that the Lord would bless you and keep you, would make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you, would turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.